Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The great prophets of the Old Testament never allowed the Jewish people to forget what God had done for them in delivering them from Egyptian bondage and bringing them into the land flowing with milk and honey. The prophets used the Jews' deliverance from Egypt to urge obedience to the will of God. The prophets were saying, in effect, how can you turn your backs on God and refuse to comply with His demands when He has done so much for you? Moses had the Exodus in mind when he wrote, "For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of the heaven unto the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it." Deuteronomy 4:32. How easily human beings forget not only what God has done for us, but what our fellow men have done for us. Without God's grace and mercy, the Israelites would still be in Egyptian bondage. They did not have the strength to overcome the might of the Egyptian army, so they had to depend on God's goodness to deliver them. Moses asked them to think about what God had provided for them. Meditating on the past can be harmful, but in cases like this, it can be inspiring. The Israelites should have been on their knees every day, thanking God for His loving care of them. Moses urged the Jews to think back to the very creation of man, to learn if there had ever been any greater evidence of God's love for His people. I do not want to spend all our time today thinking about the creation, but it does need to be mentioned in passing that God claims to have created man. Please notice that Moses wrote, "Since the day that God created man upon the earth." Did God really create man, or did He evolve from the animals? The Bible writers leave no doubt where they stand on that topic. Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, made it plain that God created the universe and everything that is in it. He said in the Olivet Discourse, "For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be." Mark 13:19. There is no question that our Lord completely endorsed the Old Testament's teaching on divine creation. How arrogant of puny human beings to question the knowledge of God's Son. I am aware that the mention of the creation in this verse I am examining is incidental to the message of the verse, but that does not minimize its importance. The truth is, if we are not creatures made in the image of God, it makes no sense to command human beings to do other than what they want to do. Evolution has no basis on which to require any kind of behavior. But if we are made in the image of God, then we have an obligation to live according to God's law as revealed in the Bible. And it is on this basis that Bible writers urge men to live. The Jews had no basis for being proud of their deliverance from Egypt and their entrance into Canaan. It was through God's gracious acts that they enjoyed those blessings. But they were to use what God had done for them to build their nation and their own personal lives. Every breath they drew was to be an expression of their gratitude for God's love and kindness. The psalmist draws upon these events in expressing gratitude to God Almighty. "To Him who smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for His steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for His steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 136:10-12. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.